Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.
Activity Quest, the podcast that's packed with stuff to do. On this week's episode, it's officially festive season. Adam's off to Weston Burt Arboretum to look at their enchanted woodland trail. We've got a list of events from across the UK, and there's the triumphant return of a festive favourite, Craft Corner. Every episode of Activity Quest starts with a Fun Kids presenter doing something awesome. This week, Adam is off to Weston Burt Arboretum. An arboretum is basically a forest full of trees from across the world, and he's experiencing their enchanted winter walk.
Yes, Bex, Weston Burt Arboretum. It's the national arboretum, and it's home to over 2,500 different species of tree. And every festive season, they trot out some Christmas lights. I spoke to some people there who remember being pushed around the light trail in a pram. That's how long these light displays have been going on for, and they get bigger and better each year.
My name is Hannah Ward and I'm the event manager at Weston Burt Arboretum. So this is an event that's been running for over 20 years now, so we're really well established in the local area. But every year is evolving, we're getting bigger and better, and this year our theme is Search for the Lost Reindeer. So as people arrive, you are met by our entry village, which is full of fantastic fairground rides, lots of lovely food offer for you to take advantage of. There'll be a craft pack that you can pick up and take home with you, and that will have a spotter's pack on the back as well. Once you enter onto the trail at your allocated time slot, you will start by entering onto the storm. You'll hear all the weather reports coming in about the incoming storm. You will then get to experience this storm yourself in a very immersive fashion once you're on the trail, and you will emerge to meet some of our elves that are coming here to Weston Burt to help coordinate the search, because in this storm the reindeer have been scattered everywhere, and it is our visitors' job to try and locate them and reunite them so we can get Christmas back on track.
All of the walks of the past have a theme, and so does this year's, and it's very important. There's a big storm coming, and oh dear, it looks like Santa's flying right into it.
That's so cool.
As you make your way around the trail, your job is to locate Santa's missing reindeer. They've all been blown off course by the storm. Elves help point the way, there are trees that talk, and of course, umpteen different light displays. There are searchlights and mirror balls and television screens and so much more.
I wonder if that was him. Keep a lookout as you continue on your journey. Once Rudolph has been found, Father Christmas can start delivering the presents again.
I'm not entirely sure what I was expecting when I popped along to Weston Burt Arboretum to see this, but I was blown away. There's so many beautiful lights, there are live actors, and the whole display really reframes the entire forest. Equally, if you've never been to Weston Burt before, it is an amazing first experience.
Johnny Palmer, founder of Pitch. The team have done an awesome job. Been outside in the freezing cold for a couple of weeks now, and now there's about 500 lighting fixtures and loads of actors here to make amazing experiences for the kids. There's hundreds of lighting fixtures. I mean hundreds. There's tens of kilometres of cable. Hundreds of man days have gone into it. Loads of set pieces as well. It's an epic production spread across a very, very long trail. So right now, we're standing next to a bunch of trees, and hung amongst those trees is a giant mirror ball with some really powerful beam lights shining at it, so it's a bit like a giant disco dance floor of grass all around us. It's quite beautiful and mesmerizing.
All right, my time here at Weston Burt is over, but your adventure is just beginning. Should we get some events? Climb aboard the family favourite Santa Express, which returns to the Raven, Glass and Eskdale Railway this winter. Take the family on a magical journey to meet Father Christmas. You'll also get the chance to explore his grotto at the foothills of England's highest mountains. With 14 miles of steam travel to take you on your journey, you'll get a glimpse at the magical Cumbrian landscape from the strategic Roman port of Ravenglass through the Eskdale Valley. Ravenglass-railway.co.uk is the place to find out more. Father Christmas and his merry band of elves are returning to Chessington once again for the festive season. Meet Father Christmas in his grotto, encounter the elves in the toy workshop, and even enjoy a selection of rides and attractions. That's happening at Chessington World of Adventures. And watch little eyes twinkle with wonder as they experience the glistening magic of Duralysis Christmas. Come and meet Santa along the shimmering lights, get nose to nose with cuddly huskies in the ice caves, stroll through the twinkling tunnel of lights, and marvel at a spectacular 24-foot Christmas tree. It's all happening in East Sussex until December 23rd. DRUSILLAS.co.uk is the place to find out more.
Thank you to Adam. Now, as always, remember to check before you travel and book in advance where you can. And whatever you do, tell them Activity Quest sent you. Whatever you get up to, let us know. You can leave a 5-star review wherever it is you're listening to this, or get in touch at funkidslive.com/activityquest. Now, it's the return of one of my favourite segments of the programme. We get it out every time there's a holiday, so you can get into the celebratory spirit. And one of the biggest holidays of the year is coming up, Christmas. This is also, by the way, one of my favourite crafts, because we're making some scented Christmas decorations. Alright, so I'm going to tell you how to make your very own Christmas decorations. We're going to make stacks of oranges and lemons that smell great and look really good as well. So to do this, you're going to need the help of a grown-up and a few other things too. You'll need some oranges, some lemons, cinnamon sticks, and some cloves, although the cloves are optional, don't worry about that. You'll also need some string, an oven, a chopping board, something to poke holes with like a knitting needle or a food thermometer or a chopstick, and a knife. Remember, definitely get the help of an adult when you're in the kitchen. So step one is to preheat your oven to 120 degrees Celsius. You'll need to slice the oranges and the lemons up into round slices and throw away or compost the ends. Again, remember to get an adult to help you with all of this. You're looking for slices that are probably about half the width of your little finger. Any thinner and they're going to burn, any thicker and they just won't dry out. So we're going to lay all of our orange and lemon slices on a wire rack. If you have cloves, put one or two in a couple of the thickest slices. Cloves smell just like Christmas, and it'll make your whole house smell lovely. We're going to place our racks into the preheated oven. If you want a little tip, lay down some foil or some paper on the tray below them, because when I did this, they all oozed out and it was not easy to clean up. Set a timer for 3 hours, but remember to keep an eye on whatever you're cooking. What's happening is that we are drying out the slices. This will preserve them and save them and stop them from going mouldy. Keep a close eye on them though, because you might need to flip them occasionally or take some out early if they start to go a bit brown. After about 3 hours, they should be nice and dry. Remember, get an adult to help take them out and let them cool, and it won't take that long, to be honest. As they cool, tie a cinnamon stick to a piece of string. This is going to be basically a bar at the bottom of the string to stop the oranges and the lemon slices from falling off. When they're cool, and with the help of a grown-up, carefully poke a hole through the middle of each slice with a knitting needle or a chopstick, or even a small knife. Because they're dry, they'll be quite brittle, so be careful not to snap them. You're then going to thread the slices onto the string. Doesn't matter what order you do it, just put them on. Then hang your string. Put it by the fireplace, even on the tree. You can make a load of them and put them up along your staircase. And if you don't want to thread them on string, you could just leave them in a bowl with some pine cones. They will be super pretty and they'll smell great for about a week. You should probably get rid of them at the end of the season. And don't worry, you can always make more next year. And there you have it, a little Christmas craft that you can do from home. smelling house at Christmas, isn't it? Okay, well, that's pretty much the end of the episode. We've given you some stuff to do. Now it's your turn to go and do it. Remember, there are loads of episodes of Activity Quest that you can go back and listen to anytime you fancy. If you're after some more suggestions, just scroll back in your app and pick any episode you like. Whatever you do and however you do it, tell us at funkidslive.com/activityquest. And remember to rate, review and follow this podcast wherever it is you're listening to it. I'm Bex, and this has been a podcast from the UK's children's radio station, Fun Kids. Listen to me on your DAB digital radio, online, on the free Fun Kids mobile app, and on your smart speaker. Just say play Fun Kids every weekday from 4 p.m. See you then.
The Space Programme is a Baffled Gab production for the UK's children's radio station, Fun Kids. You can listen to Fun Kids all day on your DAB digital radio, on your smart speaker by saying play Fun Kids, and on the free Fun Kids mobile app. You can also listen online and play loads of games, quizzes, as well as find out the latest news at funkidslive.com.
Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.